The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Now, for all you partygoers, we know that starting this Friday, I have the News Talk party. The following Friday, I have the Hard Shoulder party. The following Friday, I think I have the Virgin party. No, it's not it's Virgin Television party, Virgin Media One party. But basically, we're all going party mad. And you can't drink and drive. And sometimes can't get a taxi. So what is Barry Kenny and Irish Rail doing to provide us with public transport later after the party is over? Barry, welcome to the studio. When will you have later trains? Where will they be and what's happening?
Well, for all three of your Fridays, Ivan, you're sorted. We have later trains for basically the next three weekends, Fridays and Saturday nights.
I go home at 9 o'clock from these parties.
you're looked after every night of the week. So, but for the people that want to stay a little late, in fact, enjoy the party after you've gone, there will actually be late services on all of the routes. So Dart, Maynooth Line, Kildare Line and Dundalk Line. On all of those stations, we'll have extra services.
So they'd normally finish at what time?
Normally, our last services from the city centre are in around 11:30 to 11:45 mark, most Monday to Sunday on the Dart and on the other commuter routes. For these, we'll be going to, for example, the last train to Maynooth now will be 1:55 on these. We're going to have two extra services at 11:20 and 1:55 for Kildare, and these services from Pierce Station using the Phoenix Park Tunnel. They will be at 11:50 and 1:50 extra services. And then for the Dundalk line, which includes, by the way, people who go to the Dart for Clongriffin, Portmarnock and Malahide. For the Dundalk line, they are at 12:40 and 1:40. And then on the Dart itself, from the city centre, 12:30 and 1:30, going both south side
and
north.
I'm just thinking about now, Thursday the 19th, I'm going to another late night for the Tonight party for with Mac Cooper and all. I hope he'll pay. But the point I'm trying to make is this. Is this only Fridays and Saturdays?
It's Fridays and Saturdays, yes.
Here we go again.
We did. It was a couple of...
Thursday night is party night.
We operated in about 3-4 years ago, we did operate Thursday services as well, but they were much, much, much lesser demand than the Friday and Saturday service. And don't forget, because of the late night service, we put security on these trains. That's important.
That's the other thing. Yeah. I don't want to be getting on a train and surrounded by drunks. People telling me how to run the radio station, how to run the country. I'm not interested in that. Like, will there be proper service in terms of? I don't want inebriated people coming up to me.
Well, it is the late night Christmas season. That's not something I can guarantee. Absolutely, but there'll be security there to ensure that we don't have antisocial behaviour issues. And I have to say, it hasn't.
If someone is too intoxicated, would you think of not letting them on?
Yeah, because we will have the security personnel. But obviously, there is a duty of care there as well in terms of people trying to travel home. So we'll manage that situation directly.
But
I would
say there will be additional security.
There will be security on board the services. And what's very important for people who have commuter tickets, so if you've got a monthly or annual ticket, that will be valid on these late night services. So it isn't the case that you've got to pay extra. It's effectively, if you've got a monthly or annual ticket, it's a free train home as far as places like Dundalk and Kildare
now,
on those nights.
When does a drama, particularly a transport drama, become a crisis?
When it affects Ivan Yates.
Exactly. And we have a case in point, which is that I have to come back up to do the Premier Sports programme on St. Stephen's Day. And Deirdre's staying down in Enniscorthy for the Christmas. And it seems that I understand, I don't expect the rail staff to work on Christmas Day. But I do think all the retail shops will be starting their sales and will be going gangbusters. The entire hospitality sector will be open since Stephen's Day. Why is it, when you have a monopoly on public transport in relation to this, that you just will not work on St. Stephen's Day?
Well, the numbers actually are still, and we're looking across all modes of transport still, it is something we monitor, are still quite light on St. Stephen's Day. Yes, of course, there is more activity than there used to be, and it is something we review year to year.
But the
cost is in starting up, because we have to, don't forget, start up the full infrastructure. So that means...
So you have the rail track anyway. You have the signalling anyway.
You've got to have signalling staffing. You've got to have the maintenance involved. We have to have train maintenance. We have to
the lads won't get out of the bed. Isn't that what it's all about?
The fact of the matter is that there is significantly lower demand. We look at it, and we look in the context of the wider public transport network. There are lighter levels of services.
So the answer is no, Ivan.
On Christmas Day and St. Stephen's Day, there are no services. We're back on the 27th with an extensive service from that day onwards.
Ridiculous. ridiculous. I mean, like, St. Stephen's Day is just a working day now. Right, ask Barry why Irish Rail have failed to put proper commuter service in to Galway on the Limerick line. It's sinful. The current service doesn't lend itself to anything, useless for work or leisure. They obviously want the service. What, is this in Gort?
This is, no, we have services between Limerick and Galway. We actually do have additional services as well between Athenry and Galway, which serves Athenry or
on the Limerick line.
Yeah, exactly. And
but do you have a proper commuter service?
We time services, obviously, to meet the commuter demand as well. What I would suspect is this listener wants to see later evening services. Again, the demand levels probably don't justify
it. Well, you see, there's another one. The last train from Dublin to Wicklow is approximately 6:30. When will they get a later train? Like, I would have to run down, leave the shore to get the 6:40 from Pierce. The only thing is usually running half an hour late.
I think, to be fair to the Wicklow community, that is an area where we do want to look at getting later services operating. Right now, we're in the process of training up a lot more drivers to cater for expanded services. We put an additional later service to Mullingar just recently. And I think Wicklow is one that we do want to look at to expand those services.
Now, Stephen and Manute, he's obviously been waiting for you to come into the studio. Never mind the trains. Can you ask Barry why Irish Rail cannot do the simplest of things? Dot, dot, dot. Clocks at 3 minutes late in Maynooth. Unforgivable in a train station. My Dutch friends couldn't contain their laughter. No timetables in the timetable notice boards at Leakslip Confi. Broken notice screens in Ashtown for 3 months. Still paying people to physically open and close gates instead of having automatic gates. The whole operation is amateur, to be honest. So what do you say to Steve?
Well, I'll work through.
Obviously, a loyal public transport customer.
We've been, I suppose, looking to get those level crossings upgraded for some years because obviously we have a very high frequency of service as part of the Dart expansion project, which will see the Dart extended to Maynooth and see the capacity of that line dramatically increased over the coming years. We will be addressing all of those level crossings. In a perfect world, you wouldn't have any level crossings. You wouldn't have the road and rail interacting at all. But what we obviously need to do is ensure there's alternative access is there for people over those lines. So it will be a case of getting rid of not just user-operated crossings or staff-operated crossings like those, but other crossings. There is some vandalism, obviously, and if there are particular issues at those stations, we look at that. And the Maynooth thing, if that is the case, absolutely correct, and I will bring
See,
that back straight away.
This is a definite theme. Not only the Wicklow-Wexford train. Whatever about Christmas, please ask Barry why they can't run later trains every day from Dublin back to Galway. Surely one should be able to get on a train around 11 p.m. It's crazy. There's no train after 8 p.m.
Well,
I've got
to say, like, you take a match night, right? Let's say we've got a match in the Aviva on and we run extra services to Dublin from Dublin to Cork.
Don't mention that. So you wouldn't let people off at Lansdowne Road. Dublin to Cork. It was an absolute shock. Get off at Sydney Parade. Get off at Sandy Mount. Get off at Grand Canal Dock.
To facilitate the planning for our hosting next summer when obviously we hope we're part.
Like, you think when someone wants to use the Lansdowne Road station, you'd let them off there the one time they'd want to use it.
But we haven't been operating.
Oh, no, it doesn't work like that.
But we've been operating late evening services from Dublin to Galway after those matches. And they're about 40 to 50% full, right? On a match night when you have a lot of demand going back. So the numbers aren't there at the moment to justify those later, sir, to that hour of night.
Final
question. We have a 7:35 in the evening.
Disabled people, lifts. Mm-hmm. Lifts not working in a few stations, therefore not allowing wheelchair users to take the train. It's disgraceful. I often see on the Dart signs, such and such a lift not operational and so on.
Yep.
Who's fixing the lifts? They're doing a bad job.
Well, I mean, the vast majority of lift faults are fixed either same day or with 24 hours. The fact of the matter is that we have vandalism issues on those. We are doing works at the moment to prevent vandalism, but ultimately, and the announcement this week of the 5-year infrastructure programme means we will now have the funding to properly replace these lifts that are giving fault and provide a better service because it is absolutely needed.
So in a
needed.
Nutshell, the message is very simple from Irish Rail. If you're disabled, if you want to travel late, if you want to travel on St. Stephen's Day, suck it up.
There are issues there that we need to resolve. I think the accessibility one is very important.
Having to be starting the Wi-Fi.
Which already customers are seeing the new kit fitting onto trains and seeing the improvement in service.
Are you saying that the Wi-Fi works? I'm going to try it tonight.
I could have gamed the system to make sure your train was first. But we'll be fair to other customers.
Well, I'll try it tonight. And I'll give a report tomorrow. All right, Barry Kenny, the punch bag of public transport, corporate communications manager of Irish Rail. It's a fairly consistent message. Suck it up. Thank you.